The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe this because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Just this morning, reading a little bit of St. Augustine, he points out something that I'd never heard or seen before about this passage, a little insight. In the Old Testament, who was the one who saw angels ascending and descending from heaven to earth? Jacob, right? We get the expression Jacob's ladder. Who did Jacob become? What was he renamed? Israel. What does Jesus say when he sees Nathanael? "Here is a true child of Israel." And he says to him, "You will be the one to see the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Right? Prefigured by Israel, here's one of his true children, fulfilled in the New Testament with the coming of our Lord. So we celebrate today the angels, and in a particular way, the archangels. And we only know the names of three of them, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. And the most famous is Michael. Why is Michael the most famous? Because at the end of the 19th century, Pope Leo XIII wrote the prayer of St. Michael the Archangel. And why did he write that prayer? Well, there's no official story. He never wrote anything down to be handed on, but those close to him said that after Mass one day, he seemed like he was in a trance. And he was permitted to hear a conversation, and it was the evil one asking God for one century. He said, "If you will give me one century, I will destroy the faith of the world." And he was granted the 20th century. And so Leo immediately went to his room and he wrote the prayer of St. Michael the Archangel and mandated that it be said after every Catholic Mass. And it was from 1886 to 1964. Some of you would remember, after every Mass you'd kneel down and say the prayer of St. Michael the Archangel. He also wrote a prayer of St. Michael for exorcisms, and when I attended one, it was amazing to see the work of the angels in that act. Now, you can't visibly see them, of course, right? But to hear the exorcist call upon the angels constantly, "Do this, do that, assist in this way." And I remember most dramatically this man, this possessed man lying flat on his stomach. And he was commanded, the spirit in him was commanded, to not get up off the ground. But the man himself has to fight, right? He has to cooperate to be delivered from this spirit. Well, he's lying flat on the ground, and as the priest is saying these prayers, he notices that this spirit is trying to push up off the ground, and push so strongly that all his muscles, all the veins, they're flexed, they're pulsating, and he's trying to exhaust the man so that he can't continue to fight. And all of a sudden, the exorcist says, "All you holy angels who are present..." And I'm sitting there like, "Oh, okay, I don't see any angels, right? All you holy angels who are present, force this spirit to spread wide his arms so that he cannot fight anymore." And immediately the man goes, "Ugh!" And his arms are spread in the form of a cross, and he's lying flat on his face for the next hour and a half. He cannot move. And like never before, I go, "Oh my gosh, the angels are real. And they're with us, and they assist us, and they're sent by God to help us on our way to heaven." On this feast of the archangels, may we ask for a greater devotion to the angels, and that we might be given the grace to call upon them often, because they are sent to assist us and will help us greatly when we call upon them.